Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session, please be seated. Behaviors that get attention, get repeated. Avoid the power struggle, cause it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda, cause she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful Parenting Show. I am your host, Amanda Houle. I have an awesome guest here today, Chris Farrell. He is the co-creator of Financial Freedom. I am so excited to bring him on. Let's give him a warm welcome. Hello, Chris.
Amanda, thank you for the invitation. I'm thrilled to be here. It's a pleasure to meet you. And hi, everyone from Mindful Parenting. Thank you for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you on and share with our viewers all about financial freedom and what you guys are about. So please.
You can understand my English accent, though, can you?
Absolutely.
And like, what did he say? He's got this weird accent. I don't know what he's talking about.
So talk to us. What is financial freedom about?
Okay, well, great question. Well, essentially, where do I start? Our headline would be, this is, if you're listening right now and you're a parent or a guardian or even an aunt or an uncle or even a grandparent or even a big brother and a big sister and you've got a child or a teen in your life that you care about, really the whole objective with financial freedom is to teach financial literacy to children and teens. We want to simplify learning money. We're calling it financial because we're putting the fun in finance. You can tell that we've said that line 1,000 times, yes. but it's absolutely true. If I kind of zoom out a little bit, Amanda, our bigger goal is really to empower children and teens to lead extraordinary lives. That's kind of our bigger mission. And we start this by teaching how to get a grip on finances, because one thing I've discovered, and you know, most of us still are struggling with some area to finances. Of course we are in life, you know, most adults are. But when you do begin to spend a little bit of time learning a little bit about finances, it's funny, not only do you feel like, okay, I might begin to see sort of some green shoots of recovery, let's say eventually in my bank balance, but it also affects your self-esteem and your self-confidence.
Yes.
And that's really what we want to kind of convey to children and teens, because if you start to get a grip on your finances, you're probably going to end up, I don't know, taking more attention on your health, let's say. And then that's probably going to kind of have a knock-on effect to relationships in your life. So really our bigger goal, to answer your question, is to empower children and teens how to lead extraordinary lives. So we start by teaching specifically how to get a grip on your finances, because the thing with finances is you can actually obviously see a measurable result. You can see a dollar or a pound or a euro in your bank accounts. You can see if it's improving or not. So that's what we do. We teach financial literacy to children and teens.
I wish we had that years ago when I was growing up. I mean,
tell me about it.
It's so powerful because, and you know, of course, working with families, right, and being so intimate one-on-one with parents, that I remember from my own childhood is your parents, their energy around money and the conversations that they have, you know, with their spouse, no matter, I mean, you could be 3 years old, you could be seven, you could be 14, you're listening and you're learning from that energy and that conversation that parents are having, you know, surrounding money. And I just think it's so powerful when, you know, when parents have that education and they're and they talk about money positively, then they're instilling that with their children. And that to me is like, this is how we build our next generation. And like you said, with that, with like the health, your relationships, like it all comes together. Like
that subconscious conversation that is going on around children and teens that they subconsciously pick up on. They will pick up on limiting beliefs that most parents have regarding money. And there's no judgment here. There's no finger pointing. Right. That's how it is. And the reason is, as you just alluded to, it's not taught in schools. I mean, it's such a glaring omission if you think about it. Why is financial literacy not taught in schools? Why are we not taught the basics of saving, the basics of finance, the basics of balancing a checkbook? Not that kids these days will have checkbooks, but you know what I mean. The basics of, I think there's two things actually that are not taught in schools. One is financial literacy, and the second is mental health. And don't start me on mental health because I'm just as passionate about that.
Yes. Emotional intelligence. It's
absolutely
real.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, that really is, that underpins everything in life.
Yes.
But yes, you're right. And until this is changed, and we're kind of caught in this weird conundrum. Most parents and you know, grandparents know that they should be doing something to help children with finances, but are not in that position themselves to feel an authoritative figure or are battling themselves to learn things. So it's like, well, who am I to kind of convey this information to my child or teen?
Right.
So I completely agree with you. There's definitely, you know, a gap in the market. But I think the key thing here is there's lots of books out there. You know, we're not reinventing the wheel. There's lots of books out there about teaching children how to be financially smart. But frankly, Amanda, most of them, and I've read most of them before we set up financial, most of them are just boring. They're just dull. And you're thinking, nobody's going to read this.
Right.
And so we just wanted to, as the name suggests, we wanted to have some fun while at the same time, you know, sharing information that genuinely, if you implement, can make a difference to your bottom line. But it means learning something first. Mm-hmm. Our whole kind of thing is really education. And all change starts with education. You know, the old saying, if we do what we've always done, we're going to get what we've always got. If we want to make a change in our life, we have to do something different. Yeah. So that by very definition means, okay, I might need to spend a few minutes every day educating myself on the subject of money, which is maybe something I haven't done before. It's like being on a boat. If you just nudge the wheel of a boat, just a fraction, you're going to go off at a slightly different trajectory and end up at a different destination. And so it's the same with learning about finance. If we just have these small incremental growth, if you like, small little things that we can learn and that are fun, put them all together, you're going to be in a completely different financial place by the time you're 20, 30 years old, if you start young enough and, you know, have the luxury of age, which, of course, as we're aiming at children and teens, they do.
No, I agree. Now, how do you find, let me backtrack. Okay, so you wrote a book and your co-founder is also a best-selling as well, correct?
Yes. Yeah, okay. He likes to remind me he's had three best-selling books and I've only had one. Not that it's a competition, but he's very, very.
I wanted to let you say that.
He's a super chap. He's one of the world experts on wealth management and digital marketing. That's one of my previous kind of industries is digital businesses, if you like. Yeah. And we've actually been friends for 10 years before we even worked together. We've worked together for now, gosh, almost 4 years on financial. But yes, he's an author and a speaker in his own rights. And together we created Financial. And we've got a team now of about probably 12 of us. So,
That's incredible. Good for you. Thank you. Now, what came about? Like, how did the two of you come together to sort of, you know, create Financial and you know, what was the drive? I mean, we know the drive behind it.
Sure.
Is there any specific kind
of... Oh, Amanda, that's a great question.
I know it's a deep question, I'm sure.
No, it's a great... I'll tell you why. I can remember exactly So Paul, my business partner, and I, we used and still do put on lots of different events, really in the subject matter of running a business, starting a business, entrepreneurship, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And we were doing quite a large event in, I think it was in England, actually. And anyway, so lots of, it's, you know, adults were there, and there was like, I don't know, 700-800 people in the room. So, you know, a big event. Mm-hmm. And a few of the adults had happened to bring their children with them because babysitters fell through, all that sort of stuff. And right. They were sitting there with their computer games and, you know, weren't really paying attention. And during one event, after lunch, one of the children came up to Paul, my business partner, and I think he was 11. And he said, "You might like to know, I made, I think it was $190 during the lunch break." And Paul was like, "Okay, how?" He said, "Well, I followed exactly what you spoke about this morning," which was essentially, we were talking about using Twitter in this case and building followers and then creating an affiliate link for something that you're interested in and then tweeting it out. And then so basically affiliate marketing, if you like, really basic e-commerce.
Yep.
Now, the real interesting thing was, firstly, not the fact that he'd made some money, but the fact that most adults in the room kind of naturally, as we do, we get more cynical as we get older, have had limiting beliefs as, oh, you know, you can't build a business. And then suddenly this kid rocks up. It was like, yeah. And we pulled him up on stage and we could hear what all the adults were thinking about him. They're thinking, "You little so-and-so, how dare you? How dare you obliterate what we were thinking couldn't possibly work?" So we said to this young man, "So, you know, how did you do it?" And essentially explained, "Well, I did what you said." He said, "Actually, create an affiliate link." It was for soap, of all things. Can you believe that? Soap. He created an affiliate link for some soap and tweeted it out. But anyway, the point really is that he made some money by doing essentially what we shared about growing a business. And it started Paul and I thinking maybe we might be focusing possibly on the wrong market, because as I just said, yeah, as we get older, we do have limiting beliefs and we do put up barriers, and we do. That's just because we will get a bit more jaded with life. And I'm generalizing a little bit, but I think if you instill confidence in children and teens, they are more likely to run with something rather than looking at reasons why it couldn't work. And that's kind of where financial was born. We thought, do you know what? Wouldn't it be great not only to teach children and teens at a young age, but also they have the advantage. I mean, Amanda, you're still young, you know, so you still got this advantage as well. But, you know, if somebody's maybe 70, for example, nothing, of course, wrong with that. But if you wanted to tap into the power of, let's say, compounding, which if a child started investing in compounding, and we can talk about that a bit more if we like a bit later, from a young age, or at least understand it. I didn't understand what that was until I was in my early 40s.
Right.
A child investing in something just for 15 years that pays compounding interest could be a millionaire by the time they're 30, if they're putting, you know, the right amount of money in. The point is two things. You've got time. And secondly, if you're prepared to educate yourself, then you can be in a completely different financial situation. And I say, it's not really just about the money, as we talked about earlier. It's really about what that money, that confidence that it gives you. Because one of the big things we teach in financial is all about the power of impacting and giving back and tithing. So, but anyway, to answer your question, that's how it started. We put on events for adults and we realized maybe we should be focusing on children and teens instead.
That's awesome. I mean, it's mindset, right? I mean, it's all about your self-confidence, you know, feeling empowered, and how it really just kind of connects all of the,
They once said, work harder on yourself than on your business. And I've always agreed with that. I have this little thing. I'm quite into routines and rituals every morning. Even this morning, I spend a little bit of time on personal growth.
Yep.
Because I do feel you need to have incremental growth as a human. You need to say to yourself when your head hits the pillow that at night, how am I a fraction better today? Just a fraction, and be really brutal with yourself.
Yes.
Whether it's health or relationships or finance or business or learning or spiritual. What do I now know that I didn't know 12 hours ago? And if you can't answer that question, then you haven't grown that day. And that's fine to acknowledge and think, okay, let's not repeat this tomorrow. Because if we continue to repeat that, our life, you'll continue at that same level. And again, it sounds a bit of a cliche, I know, but I do think we can become the best version of ourselves. But it starts with acknowledging that any change begins with educating ourselves.
Yes.
And again, what a great thing. I wish this was instilled upon me when I was a kid.
Oh my God.
A great thing to say to kids. You know, dude, you can do this.
Yeah.
And not only that, let me show you the path to making, in this case, you know, some extra money.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, just being in the world of mindful parenting and the work that I'm doing and that you're doing, it's just, it's so, like, I am so passionate and dedicated to teaching parents how to raise conscious children. We are going to live, I'm confident, I don't know how long it's going to take, but I am confident that we are going to live in a different world, and that my babies and my grandbabies and great grandchildren are not going to live in the world that we live in today, because it's
you must see this in your, you know, being behind mindful parenting, you must see this yourself, like every day, examples of parents that are consciously aware of that things are changing. You know, a job for life, you know, you work for 30 years and you retire for 12 years. You know, that's not even a thing now. You talk to kids, we're now at the generation where any child, if you talk about to a child today about if you need to, let's say you need to telephone somebody, they won't understand that to call somebody, what you used to have to do is call a big building where somebody would pick up the phone. They go, hang on, I'll try and find him or her. And they shout, they'd be like, why didn't you just call them direct?
Exactly.
You know, everything's changing. Look at cryptocurrency. It's digitalizing money around the world.
Right.
Everything is changing. And you're absolutely right. And it, particularly with COVID, let's say, and if we're on a spiritual plane, is there a whole spiritual awakening going on right now? I believe there is. So everything is changing. Yeah.
I do. I think those that are, or choose to be self-aware, I guess, if you will, are the ones that are noticing that there's changes to be made, and they're going through their own process. And like for me, I think that's beautiful, because we've needed this for a really long time. Like I don't think there's any mishap here in like what's going on with our universe, you know.
That's such a fascinating subject matter. I agree with you. It's almost like the universe saying, or the universe saying, okay, I'm going to have to kind of do something here to shake things up, because you ain't been looking after the planet as well as you should be.
Like the time is literally now. It's now. So two things. So, okay. So you have, is it called LEAP? There's four principles.
Right. Yes. Okay. Thank you for even knowing that. Yes. We have a thing called LEAP, which I'm happy to explain.
Please
so essentially, okay. Well, the whole concept of financial, really, we have three ways that we get the message out, which is to teach children and teens how to be financially smart. One is we have a book, two, we have a charity, and three, we have a membership site.
Awesome.
And all the content in the membership site is, first, it's all animated, because Paul, my business partner, and myself, we were thinking if we actually teach this subject matter, we'd be looked upon as old guys, boring old men with funny accents. He's got an Irish accent, so I can't even blooming understand what he's talking about. So we were very conscious in this Instagram age that we live, you know, good marketing means communicating effectively in the manner that your audience needs to consume that content.
Yes.
So regardless of, you know, how much I feel I may know on the subject matter, I'm conscious also, you know, in my 40s, teens are going to be like, he's an old dude, why would you listen to him? So it's terrifying, but true. So all the content is animated, and it's really kind of Instagram-esque. All the videos are very short. They're like 2-3 minutes. So it's very kind of snappy and punchy and pacey and TikTok-y, all that sort of good stuff.
Yep. Okay.
But to answer your question, so every month, new content gets unlocked in the members area, and we call this a LEAP. And I'll keep this very brief, the 60-second overview, but the LEAP stands for Learn, Earn, Accelerate, and Play. Learn, earn, accelerate, and play. And what this means is when somebody comes on board as a member, every month a new LEAP is unlocked. And each LEAP, as I've just said, has got these four sections. And each in each section, and a new section goes live every month. But in each section, it starts with the L of LEAP, which stands for learn. Yep. So in the learn, we teach something every month about money. So the idea being, like we were talking about, Amanda, incremental growth, that kids and teens will learn something. It could be how the banking system works. It could be how credit cards work. It could be what interest rates are. So it's just something that they're like, huh, I've heard of this stuff. I didn't really know what it was. So they learn something. That's in L. In the E of LEAP, which is earn, every month we then teach a business that a child or teen can run from home. And we're seeing incredible results. And we flip between an offline business 1 month and an online business the next month. So it might be something, for example, as a Depop. You may have heard of Depop, this very popular app. You may not have heard of it, and that's fine. It's a hugely popular app now for kids to sell clothes that they've grown out of. Such a simple idea. Kids are making hundreds of dollars or euros a month selling clothes that they'd normally throw out, just taking a picture, putting it on Depop, selling it. Simple. And again, it's not just, Amanda, about the money. It's the confidence they get they make a sale. So every month we share a business that a child can run from home. That's in the E, which is the earn. So the L is learn, the E is earn. The A of LEAP stands for accelerate. That means every month in accelerate, we simply share investing and growing money. So essentially, this is all about how to save and how to invest.
Right.
Investing really is the key to long-term growth.
Yeah.
But we start off very simply. Really, our overriding kind of rule is that anybody that is financially literate has learned to become a good saver. Mm. So we talk about the importance of saving and how from now, moving forward, we want every child or teen to think about 20% of anything they earn. So if they get a dollar or a pound or a euro from their grandma as a present, they want to start thinking of that as 80 cents or 80 pence and put 20 cents of it, 20% of it away to invest and save. So we kind of really get in this habit, which most adults don't do, frankly.
Right.
And then that will be invested in things that pay compounding interest that we go into a bit more detail. And the final section of LEAP, L-E-A-P, is the P, which stands for play. So every month in the play section of LEAP, we teach the importance of how to impact others and how to give back, and what that actually means, the importance of living in this abundant mindset, the importance of continually educating yourself, of having good habits, of having good rituals. One of the goals that we encourage our members to aim for is within a year is to earn enough money to pay for your family holiday. Now, Amanda, if you were like 16 and you paid for your family holiday, how amazing would you have felt?
Right.
That would have set you up. I mean, I'd love to take my mum and dad, my brother and sister away, you know, and paid for it as a 16-year-old.
Yes.
It expands your mindset of what is possible.
Right.
And one of my favorite expressions has been all skills are learnable. And it's true. All making money is, it sounds a bit almost trivial to say, but it's true. All it is it's a skill. It's like learning to play the guitar or learning to code or learning Spanish.
Right. Yep.
It's a skill. So if we spend some time learning some principles like what compounding interest is, how to invest, how to get into a good habit of saving 20% every month, how to earn a little bit of money every month, maybe using, let's say, Depop or eBay or an offline business, setting up a car wash or sweeping your neighbor's driveways. It doesn't really matter. We're kind of wanting to light the fire under the entrepreneurial brain, if you like.
Yep.
So really, to answer your question, every month we have a block of content in the members area called the LEAP, which is unlocked once every 30 days. And that's broken down into four sections. Learning about money, how to earn money, how to accelerate it once you've earned some, and then how to play, how to give back, and how to impact others.
That is so dope. I'm serious. Like, you guys are straight geniuses. Like, I'm not.
Oh, Amanda, cool, man. That's nice of you to say.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, that is, this is so needed. This is so, 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 so needed. So how do parents find out and then they bring their children in? Are parents learning and their children?
That's a great question. And that was one challenge we had, to be perfectly transparent with you, because it's an unusual business in the context that we're marketing, obviously, to parents.
Yep.
You know, they will be the people that eventually, hopefully, you know, come on board as customers. But of course, the content is primarily for children and teens.
Right.
So, to answer your question, we every month in each LEAP, we do have a section purely for parents.
Cool.
Just to explain, kind of to frame what we're going through, because we didn't want parents to think, hang on, my child might be learning about, let's use compounding as an example. They may have questions for me and I don't really know how to answer those questions. So firstly, we do have a support center as well. So any questions we can easily answer.
Okay.
But we want adults to feel included. But really the content is for children and teens.
Okay.
The idea is that, you know, conscious, mindful parents know that there's a need for this to be taught and will come on board, whether it's getting the book or, you know, coming on board the membership area and then give it to their children. And the response we're getting from kids going through it, it's like some of them are watching like Netflix. They're clicking to the next video and clicking to the next video because they're short and they're right. fun. And there's quite a lot of humor in there. A lot of characters turn up to share stuff that they'll know, like Kylie Jenner turns up in a few videos, The Rock turns up in a few videos, Warren Buffett, Richard Branson, Deadpool. So just people that that teens and children sort of know of are sharing, you know, their challenges they've had with money. Like The Rock, for example, perfect example. You probably know this story, but when he first came to LA, he famously said, I know two things. One is that I've got no money in my pocket, and two, that it won't always be this way. He had $7 in his pocket, apparently. And he's called his production company 7 Bucks Productions to remind him of those challenging times.
That's incredible.
Everybody's sort of been in this situation.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we really want to share and convey within the members area.
Wow, that's really cool. So do you think it would be helpful to share kind of, and I know you can't really go super brief, but like what compounding is exactly, just to kind of give
your of course.
An insight into kind of what you'd be learning.
So, well, compounding is a perfect example, actually, because Albert Einstein described compounding as the 8th wonder of the world, which is incredible. Now, if we're smart, we should learn from people that have clearly mastered something. Warren Buffett, arguably the greatest investor of all time, he said in his autobiography, The Snowball, he was asked, and he's asked this question often, he said, you know, what is your number one piece of advice? He always gets asked this question, and he always says, without a shadow of a doubt, number one piece of advice is I learned the power of compounding. So compounding is one of these words that sounds a little bit dull, doesn't it? It's like when you say it, it's like, oh, sounds boring. What's that? But again, if we're trying to just expand the minds of children and teens, if Warren Buffett says you need to pay attention to this, if Einstein, you know, Einstein says, dudes, this is the 8th wonder of the world, we should at least think, okay, maybe these guys might know something we don't know.
Right?
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. Let's not try and work it all out ourselves. So all compounding means, quite simply, is earning interest on your interest. So for example, if you had $100, let's say, and many people, you know, listening right now on Mindful Parenting may know this, so forgive me if I'm telling you stuff that's very basic, but let's keep 100%. It simple. If you have $100, let's say you earn 10% to keep the number simple, you'd obviously then 10% interest, you'd have $110. Now what a lot of people would do is they then take out that $10 that they've made and sort of use it, it's free money, and maybe keep their original capital investment back in there, which is now back to $100. All compounding is essentially keeping your interest, the $10 in this case, and then reinvesting that, and then you're now getting interest on your interest. And the thing with compounding is, the key thing with compounding is time. Over time,
right,
compounding will change everything. And the great thing, of course, about children and teens is the one thing they do have is time. Some of the statistics about getting a grip around compounding. If a child or teen set aside, the average house spends $1,000 a year on the lottery. But instead, if you put $1,000 aside and compounded it over time, and it was invested in something that pays compounding interest, and a child or teen started from maybe 10, 11 years old, by the time they are 30, they could have between 7 to 10 million due to compounding interest. Now, what happens is that most people kind of sit on their money. They hope that the money fairy will kind of come and magically duplicate it. But of course, as we know, you know, that's not really going to happen. In a bank, you might get 0.1% interest.
Right.
So really what we teach is, those that have got high net worth have not got high net worth just because they're sitting on their money. It's because of the things that they've acquired, the assets that they've acquired are often as a result of capitalizing on compounding interest.
Right.
And so, it's in the first months learn. The very first thing we teach is what is compounding. We give some examples and we encourage children and teens to think about, okay, any money that I now make from now on, and remember in the earn section, we teach how to make money.
Right.
We then encourage them to save, as I mentioned earlier, 20%. In fact, what we encourage is any dollar you make, you can spend 50%. So 50% straight off the top is yours. Do what you want with it.
Yep.
20% of it, we want you to save. 20% of it, we want you to invest in things like compounding.
Right.
And 10%, we want to give it up, to give it away.
Right.
So we say to children and teens, we want you to start thinking that every dollar that you earn from now on, from this point onwards, for the rest of your life, 50% of it you can spend. Not all of it. And that's a huge mind shift. And it's actually a great habit to get into. If we started living or thinking, okay, I can spend half of what I get,
right?
Because 50% of it I can go and spend down the mall, go and buy, you know, burritos, go to see the movies when the cinemas reopen. Great. But if I think 20% of it I'm then going to put into a, let's say, a saving jar, and that's saving for something like a bike or a computer game or a school trip that maybe my parents can't afford.
Right.
Another 20% of it is going to go into the investing jar. This is where things like compounding would come into play. Interestingly enough, that the 20% into the investing, that's going to be worth more than all the others over time put together. And then 10%, the final 10%, we encourage to give, to tithe. Because it's that feeling of living in an abundant mindset rather than a scarcity mindset. And to give away 10% as a young child to help others and to see it helping others, firstly, it comes back at you tenfold.
Yes.
But secondly, more importantly, it's just allowing yourself, again, not to think, oh, I've got to cling onto all this money myself. It's like, do you know what? You haven't. If you give it out, it's going to come back. Didn't Zig Ziglar say, if you have enough people get what they want, you end up getting what you want?
No, it's so true. And I'm a true testament to that. I can't tell you how many times, you know, in the past where I've barely had any money and I've given away, even if it was just $1 or $5. Wow. And it's, and I've had to learn that myself, you know, over the last few years, but I'm now starting to reap the benefits, and it's real.
Gosh.
It's mindset, it's energy. Like you gotta put it out to receive.
Well, I remember when I was by the side of the road, you know, begging for money, and you stopped in your car to give me $3. That was so nice of you, Amanda. Thank you for that.
Yeah, right. Well, that one time I was in LA.
Have you been here often, by the way?
I've only been once.
Have you? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. In 2010, maybe.
Okay.
Summer of 2010, I think is the last time I was there.
Gosh. Well, you're welcome back in. Although I'm from England, as you can tell from my accent, I do live in LA. So
yes,
let me know next time you're here.
So how can viewers find you? Where, like, give us your website, your social media.
Well, thank you. Well, if anybody would like to take a look, we do have a special offer that we only really share with, you know, partners and people that we speak to.
Awesome.
And it's at financialfreedom.com/start. Make sure you put the /start at the end.
Okay.
And it's essentially access to the membership site for $1.
Oh,
so
wow.
it's a real, you know, if anybody's interested, you can cancel at any time. And I should just clarify, it's financial, not financial freedom.
Right.
We think the website Financial Freedom is getting a lot of traffic because of us. People type, they're like, we like these guys. They're getting lots of free visitors. But it's financial, as in, you know, putting the fun in finance. So financialfreedom.com/start. And there's actually lots of examples there. You don't even have to come on board, but there's lots of examples there of sort of the content that we've spoken about. So you can see for yourself how it looks inside the members area and what we teach. And, you know, if it does resonate with any of your listeners and you'd like to come on board, it's a $1 trial to start, and we would be thrilled to see you on board. We're also putting lots of events, and our plan is to, we're not at this stage quite yet, but we're really thinking big here, Amanda. We want to have like a thing once a year where we have like a big award ceremony for, you know, essentially entrepreneurial children and teens.
Yes.
And, you know, people that just want to, and we'd love to have you coming along and speaking at one of these. And
that would be amazing.
But yeah, to answer your question, financialfreedom.com/start would be a great place to visit, and everybody would be more than welcome.
Oh, I thank you so much for offering that. Anyone listening, if you don't jump on this opportunity, you are, you're crazy. I'm just gonna say it. You are crazy if you don't jump on this opportunity, because I see it, and I've seen it for years. I'm a product of it. You know, I wish that, you know, I mean, my father tried, but it just, and he's a finance guy, but
it just
wasn't.
That's interesting. What was the challenge? Was it that he was your dad, or was it that it wasn't conveyed in an interesting manner and engaging?
I think one was it wasn't done in sort of an educational manner, I guess, if you will.
Yeah.
And I was blessed that you know, my father, especially as, you know, after, well, in college, I should say, let's just say college, like I was very well taken care of. But there wasn't that educational aspect. Just to get a little bit, you know, deeper as far as just, you know, being transparent. I remember as a young child, hearing like conversations, like, you know, with my parents, them being stressed out and them going through their own sort of struggle.
Yeah, sure.
And it does, it has an impact.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I wonder whether parents at the time are conscious. I think probably not. I think now, I think we're more conscious.
No.
I think now we're a bit more conscious of those conversations. You know, even if you think kids, oh, they're 3 or 4, they do pick up on it. It does go into the subconscious.
And children, it does. And the funny thing is I have a new program. I have to put more work into it, but it's called ALH, Mindfulness Method Program. And it's all about the subconscious for parents from children ages 2 to 8. And I sit like that. That's all I'm. And this is why conscious parenting is so important to me, because it's those parents that are self-aware and have been teaching themselves, right? That they've been educating themselves, and they are extremely adamant in raising conscious children themselves. So they want to be. They are mindful of the conversations that they're having around children. And that is that is the empire that I'm building. That is the energy of the humans on this planet that I want walking around when raising babies. And
beautiful. It's funny you say that. It's funny that we've connected. Just, you know, it's funny, isn't it, how things happen in the universe. I've just finished reading a book by Murphy about the subconscious brain. So I'm completely on the same page as you. I mean, the subconscious essentially rules the show, doesn't it? That's really where, that's what we need to, if you like, reprogram before any change takes place.
And that's exactly it's reprogramming your child's subconscious is what.
Oh, really? How funny. This sounds fascinating. Right. Yeah. I want you on my podcast now. I want to talk all about this.
Yeah. I mean, I've done, you know, I've been very deep into the work, you know, myself and reprogramming my own subconscious, you know, as an adult. You know, I'm almost 39 years old, so you can imagine. So my intent, my goal is for parents to be raising conscious children. I don't want children to have to be at 38, 39, starting in their 30s to have to worry about reprogramming the subconscious. I want to have their brains healthily, like I want instilled healthy programming. And that's what I want for our next generation.
I love that you know what your why is.
Yeah.
That's, you know, to have a clear defined why, you know, why are we doing what we're doing? That's beautiful. So, well, let me know how I can help, Amanda.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I very much look forward to, you know, collaborating further. This is a lot of the why I, you know, love having the podcast and having great guests on like yourself. And, you know, like I said, anyone listening, you need to jump on this opportunity, because this, like, just think about it. If you are educating your children on finances, like, you're going to be taken care of when you're older. So how could you not, like, how could you not want, you know, like, I think every parent, of course, wants the best for their children. And, you know, they want us, you know, they want us to be financially secure, right? So think about it. Like, what you, you know, again, it comes back to, like, what you give, you receive. So, like, why would you not want your children to be educated about finances? So, you know, when it is their turn, like, they can take care of you. That, to me, I think is beautiful. So.
Well, I really appreciate your time. It's great meeting you. And thanks, everybody, for Mindful Parenting, you know, listening, and hope my English accent hasn't driven you too crazy.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, it was great. You can completely understand you. So you're totally cool. So thank you so much for being on the show today. And again, share your, so it's,
okay. Yeah. So it's financial. Thank you. It's yes. So not financial. So financialfreedom.com/start. financialfreedom.com/start.
Awesome. And so all of the information will also be in the show notes. So viewers
will also be able to thanks, Amanda.
There too. So, well, thank you again for coming on the show, and I very much look forward to collaborating further.
Well, it's been a real pleasure being here. Thanks to all your audience, and nice speaking with you, Amanda.
Yeah, same here. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Mindful Parenting Show, and I will see you next time. As always, keep asking for more. You deserve it. Your family deserves it.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.